Nashville author Betsy Phillips has written and self-published a book called A City of Ghosts, Unsettling Campfire Stories for Grown-Ups. The back jacket of the book says, no one knows for sure why Nashville has so many ghosts. Maybe it's because the place has been inhabited for 13,000 years. Maybe it's the lingering memories of the Civil War. Or maybe it's just because Nashville is where the devil keeps a summer home.
As long as I've lived in Nashville, I've just loved to dig in Nashville's history. There's so many really interesting people who have lived in the area or come through the area and have kind of been forgotten. You know, like we have a street in Nashville. It's kind of a joke, like people move in and they're like, Demon Bruin, you have a demon bear? And you're like, no, that's Demunbrian. And then they're like, so what's Demunbrian? And almost nobody remembers who this guy was, but he's the first white man, as far as anybody knows, in the area, an early French settler. And I started to look into his history and the history of these early settlers. And what I realized is, like, we have this image of, you know, the Southern woman as this kind of genteel, you know, there's local Southern, kind of white Southerners in general, as these genteel, you know, big houses. You know, you think Andrew Jackson and about. No, these people were like, it was like soap opera central. Like, Demunbrian had a wife in Illinois and he had a wife here. He was having kids with both of them at the same time. When his Illinois wife found out about his Tennessee wife, he shipped his Tennessee wife off and married her off to one of his war buddies. Really, about before 1830, everybody was just behaving like, ah, there's no one to watch what we're doing. We can do whatever we want.
Betsy Phillips writes about Demunbrian in a story called The Devil Lives on Lewis Street, I Swear. Here's an excerpt. Have you ever considered why it is that a road might need to change names three times? From, say, Franklin Pike to 8th Avenue to Rosa Parks Boulevard, or from Harding to West End Boulevard, or from Murfreesboro to Lafayette to 8th? Why roads jut into each other at weird angles? Why you can get on an old Hickory Boulevard anywhere in town, but you can't stay on the road to circle around the whole town? Just who exactly is the town trying to keep lost? You won't ever hear anyone come out and say it, but the truth is that folks are afraid of the devil. Yes, the literal devil.
You know, you hear about these characters and you're like, it would be a real shame if they were forgotten. Real shame. And so I made up ghost stories about them because I think their real lives are more interesting than any ghost story that I could write, but I wanted people to even know that they ever existed, to go back and look at that history. I mean, that was part of the reason, you know, for me to pick these really old folks, to bring them, you know, like, remember these names. These are our forebears, and the incredible stuff that they did. Some of it good, some of it really terrible, but, you know, these stories shouldn't be lost. These people's lives and the stuff they did shouldn't be lost. And if, you know, if I can tell a story that puts Timothy Demunbrian and the devil in the same bed, if that gets you to remember his name, then I feel like, well, all right. Then you come to Nashville and you see Demunbrian Street, you're gonna be like, oh, that's Timothy, I know, you know. Like,
Betsy Phillips was born in Michigan and went to college at Illinois Wesleyan and grad school at Wake Forest before coming to Tennessee to work at Vanderbilt University Press. She is a well-known author of the Nashville blogosphere and has her own website at tinycatpants.wordpress.com.
When I first started Tiny Cat Pants, every October I told true ghost stories that I knew, you know, things, weird things that had happened to me or weird things that had happened to somebody I knew. And then a couple of years ago, I didn't know any more true stories, but I had so much fun doing it. So I was like, well, I'll just make up some and throw them out and see what people think. And I mean, the response was amazing. And not only did people on the blog like it, but then they started passing stories that they liked around. And I actually got a call from somebody at Weekend Edition who wanted me to read one of the stories.
Phillips' book, A City of Ghosts, has been out for about 2 months and has already sold over 100 copies. It's 215 pages long and contains 60 short stories that weave together history and imagination. One story is entitled Rachel Jackson and another called Opryland. And there's a story about the famous surviving African-American Covington quilt. And all of the stories deal with universal ideas about honor and justice and what it is to be human.
I think people tell ghost stories as a way to talk about things that they can't otherwise talk about. And, you know, so I wanted to get at that. Like, you know, what are these things that trouble us that we can't quite get at? Or, you know, like, I was rereading the story about the Purple Impala. And the thought of the kid whose parents won't come to the door when the cop comes to tell them that he's dead. Like, I reread that and I was like, man, that I wrote it, and rereading it after a while, that hurt my heart. Like, that's so, to me, that's just such like a human thing. Like, could you imagine being trapped in this circumstance where you're even afraid to get bad news because your interaction with the authorities could devastate your whole family, even worse than the tragedy of losing your son. I mean, that, but I think that those are, you know, obviously not to that extreme, but these are choices that people, like Nashvillians, our neighbors, are making every day. The ghost kind of gives you a reason to be listening to the story, you know, so it's not like, let's go listen to a sermon. It is like, let's read this story and, oh, I wonder what happens. That's my hope, is right, that there's a kind of human connection where you think, like, just for a second, what if I were in that situation?
For more information or to purchase a copy, visit the website, acityofghosts.com. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.